Can I rant for a second?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some random hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized that people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. That's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, 4 different colorways to choose from, and 3 noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, everybody. What's up? What's up? Hi, hi, hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Donald Faison.
Hi, how are you, man?
I can't complain, Donald. I can't complain.
I know you can't complain, motherfucker. I love you so much.
I love you so much. I wish I could give you a tight hug, breast to breast.
I would receive said hug with open arms.
I would lift my breasts and then lower them onto yours.
Wow.
Yeah, I would see a little pickup, and then I would just drape them onto yours.
Okay. You would lift up your non-existent boobs.
Well, don't call them non-existent for long. My pectoralis majors are coming
in. I didn't say you didn't have pecs. I said you don't have boobs.
Well, I would take
my
pecs.
You are in shape.
Well, I'm not. Listen.
Gab Union is in real shape
right now. Yes, I'm looking at Gab Union's Instagram, and I'm getting back on that Peloton for longer amounts of time.
I
can't stand next to her looking like a melted candle.
I think my nude stuff is coming up, or there's a scene coming up.
Yeah.
Right. My dude, I'm not gonna lie. I work out, but I don't necessarily eat the best.
Yeah.
He ain't ready.
Well, I would think if I had a sex scene coming up, I would go all out with everything. Throw the kitchen sink.
But here's the thing. This is a poll that I want to, because my wife still loves me regardless of what weight I am. I don't think if I had a six pack, I don't think my wife would be like, damn, man, come here and give me that dick.
Really? Because you said she's lusting all over the Bridgerton guy.
Yeah, but come on, man. That's a dude on television who's playing a character.
Right.
Who's written specifically for that. You know what I mean? If that guy in real life, I don't know what he's like. But I imagine he's not as smooth as Bridgerton is.
No,
and if
I'm
he
just
is,
saying that
he have to put on the Bridgerton accent. That's all I'm saying. My point is, and the dude is in shape, sure, whatever. But I imagine my wife would still love me regardless of whatever shape I'm in, right? So the poll I want out there is, what do women prefer? You know what I mean? That's the question. If you really want to tell me, at me, at Zach, at Joel, and at Daniel, what do women prefer for real? Or how about this? What do you prefer? I can tell. I know what Zach's gonna say. I know what he prefers. I'm asking, what do you prefer?
Listen, I don't know. I'm sure it's each their own. Women like different things. for me, for example, my girlfriend's not super into abs and being ripped, me being ripped. But I, for myself, before I go shirtless in next to Gabrielle Union in a giant movie, I want to at least try to get as lean as possible.
I feel you on that one. Listen, man, I totally get it, man. Because look, if it was me next to Gab Union right now, right, it would be, everybody be like, how did that, what did he do?
All right, listen, you know what I'm most excited about is this live show everyone's talking about.
Dude, it's going crazy right now. We're starting to get some momentum.
People are talking about it on the interwebs. And I'm, the more people that are talking about it and saying they're so stoked, the more like excited and brainstormy I'm getting about ideas.
I know, because now it's getting to the point where we really got to think about this, dude. We can't just, we can't just put out some bullshit.
Listen,
we got to give them what they want.
You and I don't put out bullshit, but we have to give them something good.
Right.
And, you know, so one idea I came up with is, this is something I'd like to run by you. I started running it by you guys in the group chat. But I think, you know, I'm tired of trying. I've done all I can to recruit a dating app to come on and sponsor the Date Joelle Monique segment. And we haven't had any responses, not even from Farmers Only. No one is interested in coming aboard for this. I thought that one of our listeners might have a friend who works at, although I just, as I'm saying this out loud, met a woman who works at Bumble. Joelle, will you remind me to reach out to that woman at Bumble I just met? All right. But the point is, we're taking matters into our own hands. This is my idea, Donald. Now, you tell me if and when you hate it. We set up a email. It's called datejoellemonique@gmail.com. If you think that you are a good prospective suitor for Joelle, you should submit a few sentences of why you're perfect to go on a date, probably virtually at this point, with Joelle. Now, we don't want any dirty talk. We don't want, if you try and get dirty with it, you're eliminated. Certainly, if you submit a dick pic, you're out. We don't want to see
Daniel said last week, no dick pics.
No dick pics and nothing inappropriate. But I'll give you an example. If I was trying to get on this, right, I would say, Miss Monique, you are so beautiful. I am so charmed by your voice, and I can't think of anything more perfect on my Friday night than pulling bong hits, watching Rebels, and petting and petting your puppy.
Will you sweet date right there.
Will you please let me have a Zoom chat with you? All right. Now, that's the kind of thing that, you know, don't steal my shit, but that's the kind of thing that would be appropriate. And then maybe some pictures of yourself. Or your Instagram, probably, if you have an Instagram handle, send it, because let's be honest, you know, looks are a part of this. And then if you don't have an Instagram handle, send some pictures. Now, my idea, Donald, is that we, and by we, I mean Joelle and Daniel, go through all of the emails and we pick the two best candidates and bring them on the live show and do our own Date Joelle Monique dating game.
That would be so fucking awesome, first of all.
I knew you'd love it.
But the only way it's awesome is if Joelle wants to do it.
Oh, Joelle, do you want to do it? I didn't even ask you.
We are so far into this that I'm definitely down.
Okay, listen, she's down.
We'll I have doubts. I have, you know, dating is weird, so we'll see. I encourage you guys to just bring your A game and let's see what happens. We'll meet, at the very least, we'll probably meet some interesting people, and that'll be fun.
I don't know. And also, they can be men or women, right, Joelle?
Yeah, everybody is welcome to apply.
Everybody is welcome. You can be a woman who's interested in women or a man who's interested in women. And I think that what we'll do, I haven't figured out all the logistics yet. Donald, should we hide the person so Joelle, Billy, should we hide the person so Joelle can't see them? We're going to figure out how to make it the most fun. But then my last thing is, I know this is complicated, guys, and I'm sorry. This is just, you're hearing the live brainstorming for the live show because I'm so excited about the live show. We found this website where you can take quick polls. And then my thought is, I'm going to let the crying dog out in 1 second. Billy, I'm trying to set Joelle up. We can have the audience, everyone watching the live show, go to this website where you can do live polls and they'll pick. Now, Joelle, it'll ultimately be up to you. But just like the dating game, we'll be able to say the audience has selected Jimmy or Karen.
I love it.
Can I ask another question? Will there be a follow-up?
Of course.
To said date.
Of course. Yeah. It's just we're stealing the structure.
We're gonna do exactly the dating game.
Well, not exactly. I'm not gonna say we'll be back in two.
No, of course not. But I'm sure it's no longer copywritten by them. So format-wise, I'm sure anyone can do this by now.
Right. But do you like the, again, audience and team here, we're going to hammer out the details. But this is the kind of shit, I have insomnia anyway, I can't sleep, but this is the kind of shit I'm up thinking about. I'm so excited about the live show that I'm like, okay, there needs to be a Joelle dating game section where the audience can go to that website that we found and take a quick poll. Which person do you prefer?
Do we do the whole, Joelle, do you... select who you chose or who the audience chose?
Well, I'm going to choose the contestants, right? So I will let the audience select the person that I will spend some time with.
Yeah.
At the date and on the dating game, you would choose also, you'd be like, this is who I want to go out with.
Oh my God.
And then the audience would be like, well, this is who we think you should go out with. And sometimes it would be, you know, they would be.
What happens if it's different people? What happens then?
Then you would be asked, what do you want to do, Joelle? Do you want to go out with who you choose?
Want to be in that position. So I'm just going to let the audience choose.
Wow. All right. Well, okay. It's up to you. You're the queen of all things fake doctors, real friends. But I think what's going to happen is before Joelle decides, we're going to tell her who the audience has preferred. And we're only going to do two people because I think they do. I forgot if they do two or three.
It's three.
That's too many. We can't have this be the whole show. This is going to be a segment.
Well, look. Oh, okay. It doesn't have to be the whole show. We could do it and we could get rid of the first person within 1 minute. And then the last two, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Everybody pitches.
They got to pitch. Dude, you gotta bring your A game. You gotta bring your A game.
And then she picks the two that she wants to stay.
Right. But they're not staying for the whole show. What's gonna happen is we're gonna say, okay, Jimmy or Karen or Susie or Bill, thank you for you won. And
If there's a Karen in there, oh my God.
No
Karen.
It's just the first names. It could be whatever. So then what?
Let me digress a little.
Imagine Joelle picks like a classic Karen with that Karen cut.
Oh no! No.
Yeah, I don't. I can't foresee.
All right,
that.
But listen. So then, you guys, Joelle will go off, and she'll have her date Zoom. That's what you'll win. You'll win a date Zoom with Joelle, probably pulling bong hits and watching Rebels, and then
best night ever.
I just described
Joelle. I just want you to know you're my cup of tea, Mama. Best
Donald,
night ever.
Donald, you can't participate.
I'm married too. I know.
Donald's gonna be sending in an email for this.
Oh my God!
It would be the best conversations ever.
Listen, we could cuddle from our text and our Instagram exchanges. It would be magnificent.
It would be. Thank you, Joelle.
You guys would just sit there being like, no, because he shot first. You know, all that shit.
Well, we already know how that goes, man. Come on now.
All right. So we're excited. Joelle, do I have your permission to pursue this plan?
Turn that key.
All right.
Yes!
Wow.
All right. Now let's let everyone know the double check. The email that we signed up for already, Joelle, is datejoellemonique@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Joelle. Monique.
There you go.
That sounds right.
Oh my God, I'm so excited! All right,
Joelle.
Donald?
Listen, I'm very excited for. I'm very excited for this. As long as this is something she wants to do, if this is something that you feel we are pressuring you into,
no, she doesn't feel that. And plus, you know, we also did a little iMessaging to each other too, so I wasn't pulling this out of my ass. Joelle's the one who's helped set up the email, so she's not surprised by this, you know.
Yeah, no, so we're good. I think, although, do you guys think it would be cool if, like, you guys voted, if the three of you had a vote, and the audience voted?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I have a feeling there's going to be a clear, I mean, my sense is there might be a clear frontrunner, but I think if we pick them right, and by the way, I don't, oh, shit.
How does that happen? We can't pick for her. We can't
pick
for her.
No, no, no. It's just like if you're on an app and you were swiping left or right.
That's anonymous until it's
Listen, what's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to spend 15 minutes Zooming with someone.
What if I hurt somebody's feelings? That's how it goes, bad.
Man. Listen.
Hey, no. Okay. So there it is. There is a disclaimer then. Here's the disclaimer. Be prepared to get dissed because this is dating and this is how it goes.
We're not going to be rude to you, but we're going to say on this particular first date, Joelle has chosen Fuquan.
Oh, my God.
I tried to go opposite of Karen.
I know what you did because you went straight up typical names and then you got
I knew no matter what name I said, you were going to criticize it. So I tried to go as far away from Bill and Karen as possible.
I like Bill. Bill's a good name. I like it. I'm not going to lie. Until the whole Karen thing started happening, Karen was a nice name. There were a lot of people.
By the way, Bill's so cute. He texted me this morning. He's like, hey, man, I'm on the live show, right?
Right on. Yeah.
We sent you an email yesterday, good. Bill.
Oh.
Yes.
No, Bill is really I love it when he gets like needy. He's like, Am I on the live show? Anyway, Bill is not only going to be on the live show, guys, but he's also going to be on our Family Feud, which is so thrilling. Although the only negative thing is we learned that it doesn't air till the summer.
Which is fine.
Oh, like, word?
Yeah, but that's fine. That's fine.
I know the summer's going to be here like that.
Yeah. That's fine. It'll be on YouTube.
By the way, did you guys watch us on Drew Barrymore?
I saw the clips from
Oh, no, I did not. Oh, my God.
Did you see her in the onesie?
I did see her
in the
onesie.
I saw that, though. That was amazing.
Fabulous.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. I did not think she was going to come out wearing that onesie, Donald, and she did.
I was very happy she did. That actually, shout out Drew Barrymore, man. Thank you for representing.
She said she'd come on our podcast.
Yeah.
Should we have her on?
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be great.
What the fuck? Sorry. Drew Barrymore is going to come here?
Drew Barrymore said, I said on her live show, would you come on the podcast?
You cornered her on her live show. You cornered her on her show.
Well, I did corner her, but I know that she genuinely loved Scrubs, and I know that she genuinely loves me and Donald, so I don't know why she wouldn't take an hour and come on and plug her show.
Well, she doesn't even have to do an hour, but she could come on, plug her show, we could talk about whatever episode, or we could just do a conversation.
I think we do
Drew.
A conversation with Drew Barrymore because I mean, think how many great stories Drew Barrymore has.
I'm not going to be a whole person. I can't be expected. You're going to have to keep it together. Produce that episode. I'm going to try.
You're going to have to keep it together.
Drew freaking Barrymore. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, it's
Florence.
Fine.
Florence
it's
told
fine.
Me that she could recite every single one of Drew's lines from Charlie's Angels
because it's a mother effing classic. It's like top tier movie.
I guess Joelle can too.
Oh my God. Oh.
All right. Well, that's a lot of shit going on. There's so much to talk about. Shall we get into our theme song, Donald?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's a story that you all should know. So gather around to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
So one of the reasons I have to pee all the time is I spoke to this nutritionist, right? Because I've never spoken to a nutritionist in my life. And you know, she gave me a whole bunch of things to do. But of course, the first thing they all tell you is you really have to drink a lot of water because we all know that, but we don't do it. So I bought this thing. It's this giant, it's what is this?
How many liters?
It's 2,000 milliliters, which is what? Oh, shit. 2 liters? How many liters?
Yeah, that looks like 2 liters right there.
Yes. All right. So it has all these inspirational quotes on it with times like, you got this, keep going, drink more.
Nice.
And I've been drinking it. Now, of course, you have to pee. Like, peeing becomes a part of your life in a whole new way because you're like, you always have to pee.
Yeah. You even dread going on long car rides.
I know. Like, this is my day two of this, and I'm like having to strategize where the bathroom's going to be.
You'll get ripped quick because of it, though.
But bro, apparently this is like 1/3 of what I'm supposed to drink.
Yeah, you're supposed to literally. What? Okay, so
every day.
Check this out.
An ounce a pound. I heard.
Check this out. When I for Kick-Ass 2, I got into sick shape. Right, like sick shape. When I say sick shape, I was pretty ripped, like more ripped than I'd ever been in my life.
Yeah.
I wanted to redo it. And so I went to a nutritionist like you did. This man had me drinking damn near 3 gallons of water a day.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Let me tell you
something.
Like,
it's like a side job.
Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something. You never feel better. You feel, first of all, your system feels like it's at maximum drive, dude, because you are now fueling your body with what you are mostly made of, which is water. And so now you're flushing your system and putting new water in, and there's minerals, and you're taking your multivitamins, and now that's streaming through. Your gut is all of a sudden, like, everything. Water is so essential, and we take it for granted. I take it for granted so much.
I do too, man. It's like not putting oil in your car, I think.
Yeah.
And I've never done it. I've always, and I'm really trying to turn over some new leaves, because why not? I mean, we got all this time, and so I'm trying, I put an emergency packet in it, so it has a little bit of flavor, you know, very mild flavor, because otherwise I'm way more apt to drink it if there's just even a smidgen of a flavor. If it's just water, I'm like, ugh, dreading it. So I'm trying.
Are you guys doing infusing your water? Are you doing that super, like, pH balanced water?
Well, you can do that too. There's that water too.
This is, well, I have a filter on my tap, but it's filtered tap. And then I, you know, the packet has shit in it. The packet has like electrolytes and shit. Yeah, go ahead.
When I did Remember the Titans, the trainer who trained us for that movie told us to do the day before we had our shirtless scenes was drink distilled water, because then that flushes out all the salt and minerals in your body. And so then your skin shrinks.
Did you notice it?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. And then that morning you're supposed to like eat oatmeal so that the day of you eat oatmeal. So that soaks all of the water, the leftover water into the oatmeal, and you get ripped.
I'm trying to just, you know, why not take on a hobby of like, how healthy can you eat? That's what I'm trying to do.
I like that. That's great.
Should we talk about your recap? Do you have a recap?
I don't have a recap today.
Oh, I see. So there's sort of a new pattern. Like, you fucking drop these ridiculous raps, and then on other days you take it all, time off to refresh your brain.
It can't be all the time. And I think DJ Dano, his beats are precious.
That last beat was fire.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
What'd you think of this episode? So we were talking about this Matthew Perry episode. It is 411, My Unicorn.
Yes.
In some ways, it's a bit of a B-side.
Well, the get was that we had Matthew Perry on the show, and that was the great thing about it. After watching the episode today, it was a okay episode. It's like, but some B-sides are dope, and it's, you know, this is like it's a good episode. Casey was like, wow, that one wasn't that funny. That's what she said to me.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, it's a good, it was good, but it wasn't that funny. Like, the story in it is pretty cool. The connection between the dad, the grandfather, like, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that Matt Perry's real dad?
So in the episode, the actor playing Matt's father is his father.
And is that his grandfather?
No, by the way, I had to look at it. It's funny you asked.
Yeah, because it said his last name was Perry also.
So the guy playing old Murray, who's, you know, if you recall this episode, every time they say Murray, all these old men pop their heads out the doors because Matthew Perry's like, why did you name me Murray? It's an old person name. So just coincidentally, I read on Scrubs Wiki, the actor, who I imagine might not even be with us anymore because he was playing an ancient man, was Anthony Perry, no relation to Matt Perry. But John Bennett Perry plays his father. And he was great, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
He plays the guitar and he sings and he was very charming. And I thought he did a great job.
He did a very good job. And I thought Matt did a great job, too, I think.
And Matt directed it.
But you ever notice that people usually do a good job when they direct themselves?
Well, I think Matt at the time, as I recall, was interested in maybe getting to doing more directing. And Bill said, come do Scrubs, come guest star, and we'll let you direct one. I think that's kind of what
happened. They're pretty good friends, aren't they?
I don't know if they would say they're good friends. They're friendly. Obviously, Bill was super close with Courtney Cox because they did Cougar Town together. And everyone, you know, hangs out at Courtney's house, and Courtney has lots of barbecues and stuff. So I think Bill got to know Matt there.
Okay.
But I don't think that he and Matt ever hang out. Oh, no, I don't think they ever really like hang out or do shit together.
Okay.
But anyway, there are a handful of laugh out loud moments. First of all, the introduction of JD's journal. This is called My Unicorn because I'm given the journal by Matt Perry's dad, and I instantly draw what I claim is a horse with a sword on its head.
Yes.
Who's there to protect my hopes and dreams.
Yes.
Which everybody else sees as a unicorn.
Yes. And you correct them over and over again also.
Now why? And then the unicorn comes to life in an animated sequence. And says, you know I'm a unicorn.
Yeah.
So why is JD embarrassed to have a unicorn? So he's saying it's not a unicorn. It's a horse with a sword on its head.
Yes.
Because what? Because a unicorn is just one step too effeminate for JD?
Yes.
But in his mind, a horse with a sword on his head, fine.
Fine. No, there's nothing wrong with somehow gluing or fusing a sword to a horse's head. That's way more masculine than a unicorn.
Yeah. So JD's embarrassed to admit that he loves unicorns and has drawn one on his hopes and dreams journal. And the first time I laughed a lot, but I started watching this episode and I'm like, I'm like, okay, meh. And then all of a sudden, I say to Cox, guess what I found on the internet? And he says, a set of adult male shoulders. And then I go, totally earnestly, they had to trim them to get me out of that well.
Did you have to rewind it?
Yeah.
Did you rewind it?
That is far and away the funniest sentence in the episode. And it's totally moved. It's totally
I don't
moved
know.
Past. It's totally
I don't know,
moved
man.
Past.
I don't know. Sweets for My Sweets had me laugh out loud.
Yeah, that
had me
funny.
Laugh out loud. That had me laugh so hard. I don't want to do. What do you mean? Just do the pose, and then Matt Perry does some crazy ass pose.
I know. Sweets for the sweet.
Sweets for the sweet. That was funny.
So the theme of this episode is that the ladies are using their feminine flirtation powers to manipulate people in the hospital.
Yes.
Carla pushes her boobs together and gets cake.
Gets cake. And Jordan manipulates somebody in the beginning to...
The security guard to park her car.
Right.
And then the joke is that Elliot doesn't like the ethics of it and also is horrible at it.
Right.
And...
But when she finally does it, she becomes addicted to the...
Right.
To the power that she... Her newfound power. But they go to help her and in the end, the janitor does it. The janitor
because, saves her. But also this is
the because
first
he wants
that-
to marry her.
Yeah, we really get a sense that the janitor's in love with Elliot and wants to marry her.
Well, she uses the power on him, though. She gives him the wink and the tongue lick.
Right. Now, does she give him a wink and a tongue lick, or she just
yes.
kicks him? Oh, okay.
She gives him a wink and
now,
has
he
her
runs,
tongue out.
He runs out of there real quick. Her Jedi powers, to keep your analogy going, are so fucking potent that the dude drops the carpet he's mopping. By the way, mopping the carpet.
Mopping a carpet, yes.
And goes out in his van with the doors flapping open. I can only assume that happened by mistake and they kept it because it's funny because he drives off in his shitty van and the doors fly open.
And the only way it would have been better is if boxes flew out in the back.
Right. Or
like
Randall
that.
Or Randall, the
or
small
Randall
janitor
goes
ran
for
out. Marty. But anyway, dude, I was sleeping, whatever. So then he goes and buys a ring. And he comes back, and he gets on one knee, and she walks right
walks
by him.
Walks right by him.
And he yells at the ring, I told you to sparkle!
Well, it was $12. What do you expect? That's all he had, right?
Well, the guy was like, the jeweler was like, this is so expensive, whatever, this price, $10,000. He's like, I have $12. The janitor has no money, but he probably would have money if he didn't spend it on things like building a squirrel army and knife wrenches.
Right. Well,
I imagine crucifix is back.
Yeah, right. Something must be coming up soon.
Your religiosity disappeared for a few seasons, but now it's back.
There must be a story coming soon.
Oh, really? You think they're laying the seeds for you needing to be religious? Maybe it's related to your diabetes.
Maybe.
I don't know, but you literally say to the crucifix, you pull it out and you go, please get her.
Yeah.
So you're saying to Jesus to get Carla or something?
Isn't that like blasphemy right there? Like, wouldn't, like, in This Is the End, that's how Jonah Hill got possessed by the devil.
What?
What do you mean?
Spoilers. Jonah Hill gets possessed by an evil demon.
I don't think you have to do spoiler alert for a movie that's that old.
Oh. Anyway, you guys don't remember this? He goes,
Yeah, I remember.
Please kill Jay.
I don't know this movie.
You've never seen This Is the End?
It's fun.
Oh, Rihanna punches the shit out of what's-his-face, and it's amazing. Sarah. Yes.
Yeah.
I mostly lived for that moment.
It'd be a good movie for your first date with the person you're going to get in this live show. You should start thinking of things that you can do during your Zoom.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Connect Four?
Brainstorm.
You could play Connect Four.
You would two sets. You need two sets.
No, she would just say, Fuquan, where would you like the red chip to go?
Red chip, Fuquan. Pay attention.
Red chip, Fuquan. Pretty sneaky, Fuquan.
I will absolutely take suggestions for what to do on a date over a video call because...
I think we're going to take the pressure off by saying it's just a 15-minute palate wetter to see if there's any connection.
Okay.
And everyone's going to want to know the follow-up.
I want to know if they want to go on a second date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? And then we'll have the person on, even if the date went poorly, we'll have them on to analyze what happened.
Analyze what happened.
Oh, no, I do not.
That's the dating game.
Okay.
I thought we were doing a dating game, guys.
Listen, if it goes well, we'll see. We are doing a version of the dating game.
But if it goes bad, it's so... Okay, you're right, though. You're right. Your life is not up for...
Oh, my word.
Now, we dissed Everwood in this show, and I got to say, I don't like ever
what
dissing.
Was Everwood?
Everwood was a WB show, and I believe it was...
Classic.
And I believe it was created by Greg Berlanti, if I'm not mistaken, who gave me my big break in the film The Broken Hearts Club.
And so when you did that in this, didn't you say? I mean, when you saw...
Now, I got to be honest. I don't like jokes that just diss other people's shit for no reason.
Right, and I don't like that either anymore.
And we did it back in the day because we didn't know better. But I always put a bad taste in my mouth. Like, why? And it's a common thing now. Like, people are always digging at other shows and other actors and other people. And I would never do that now, and I don't like it now. I've never seen an episode of Everwood. I imagine it was a hot CW show at the time, and we were trying to be, like, snarky.
It was amazing. It was about his father, son, and there was a train station and medical drama. Oh, man.
Am I right? Was Greg Berlanti the creator? Yes. Showrunner? All right. So then I remember Greg got mad, not real mad, but like, oh, we'll get them back. And I don't know if it was Everwood or one of his other shows. They did some Scrubs or Zach Braff diss. I don't remember.
See, that's what man.
It's like a rap battle.
That's fine.
Not a rap battle. What do you call
them? I'm all right with that.
It's like a diss track.
I'm all right with that.
You got tethered.
That's all right.
I don't want to be part of a diss track situation.
Sure you do. As long as there are rules and you're not, and it's not taken out of context, I think it's always good publicity to mention another show or another show mention you or,
It feels cheap to me, to be honest.
I think if there's an understanding, I think it's all right. Like, I think if there was a conversation between Bill and Greg, like nowadays, if you were to do that, I would hope that that's how it would go down. And it wouldn't just be, it just sounds weird to have the showrunner of Moms going at it with the showrunner of freaking, The Flash. That just, beef like that shouldn't happen.
I don't know. I'm not saying anything major other than I don't like humor that's like making fun of other people's creations anymore. I think it's too hard to make shit and it's just mean.
So you better never ever make fun of me for loving Star Wars. You better never be like snore, bore.
Just wait till I get this pad going. Wait till Daniel gives my pad CPR. There's gonna be so many snores. Should we take a break, Joelle?
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back after this break.
Can I rant for a second?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some random hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized that people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. That's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Luxe and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
And we're back! You got more to say on the episode.
Did you ever do like the hand clapping games when you were a kid? Like,
hell yes.
Right. I know, but Joelle, I know you did. Come on now. Oh, she know it. All dressed in black.
I know
black,
this one.
With silver buttons,
buttons all down her back. back, hell yeah.
She asked her mother for 15 cents to see the elephant, jump over the fence. Yeah. He jumped so high. I'm teaching my daughter that shit. I'm teaching my daughter that. She loves it.
Yes. Oh, I bet your daughter would be so good at this clapping.
That one's a hard one because then it does all of this. Actually, she probably could do that. She's a way better dancer than I am by now.
Really?
Already. Oh, dude, she does dances.
I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you guys because I can't imagine how fun it is when your kid gets to be around her age and some sort of talent starts emerging, whether it be athletic or dance or the arts or whatever. It must be so thrilling to be like, oh my God, look.
She's definitely got some musical something going on with her. I don't know if it's good yet, you know. It still has to be nurtured. It's still, you know, the
one thing. Of course, but I have a feeling you guys are going to nurture it because it's exciting. She needs to go to the fame school, dance on a cab, and have Debbie Allen yell at her.
Well, I would love to put her in the Debbie Allen school. The Debbie Allen school's out here, man. She has a dance school out here, man.
Oh, I was making a fame joke, but yes, good.
No, Debbie Allen has a great school
she
out here.
She puts on the hot chocolate nutcracker.
You know what? Oh, my gosh. She has a wonderful school.
Oh, why don't we send her there?
Because it's kind of far from where we are, and that's a trek. Like, everything that we got going on right here is within, you know, five minutes away.
About one of these schools? I know Debbie Allen's more highfalutin, high art than what I'm about to say, but you know, you see these schools on Instagram where the kids are doing hip hop dance and like the camera's moving in and out and they're doing like choreography and you're like, holy shit, those kids can dance. What about like one
of those? I think you got to be a little bit older to go to those.
No, I'm sure they have them for all ages.
They don't see. I don't see.
Don't make me Google. Don't make me Google.
Get your Google on, man. I think it's more than a Google. I do believe Casey did call him and ask, like, you know, is there an age limit? And I believe at the time, and she might be over it now, while she was under it.
We should ask Amanda, because Amanda Klutz is dialed in with dancers and stuff. Maybe she knows.
That's what's up.
All right, is the caller here? Bring the caller in, guys. We're excited.
Bring it in. I had a Jack Sherry.
Give it up for Jack Sherry, who's at the Cheers Bar.
Jack Sherry. Whoa. Jack Sherry, your background is
sometimes
the Cheers Bar.
You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Oh, my God. Bah.
It's Jack.
And they're always glad you came.
Dun, Jack dun, Sherry, you want to go where you can see. People are all the same.
You started
this is beautiful.
You want to go where everybody knows your name.
God, I get Oprah voice and Cheers theme
yes.
song.
Now, for the listeners who can't see Jack Sherry, his head is right over Norm's chair. His Here. Background is the Cheers bar, and his head is right where Norm used to sit.
So fun story for that. Me and my friends, we work in animation, so it's a lot
what
of
What type of animation do you work in?
2D. I work at Bento Box, a studio that does...
Oh, dope. Yeah, you're in California?
No, I'm at the Atlanta studio. But right now, I'm in Delaware. So it's all over the place.
Wait, what do they do? What does Bento Box do?
The main thing they do is Bob's Burgers. But that's all LA. We handle a lot of different stuff. Like, the shows I've worked on were like Hoops, which was a very short-lived project over on Netflix. But we work a lot of long nights. And one of the things we started doing a year and a half ago was the lights would go down at outside of the studio, the AC would kick off, and we would just throw on two episodes of Cheers, and we would just end our day watching Cheers. It was great. It's been a while, so we've since blown through Cheers. We've blown through Frasier. We have not watched this show because half of the people listen to this podcast, and they don't want to get ahead of where you guys are.
Oh, that's cool. I love hearing, Jack, I love hearing when people are actually choosing to listen as we go. Again, we have no idea a way of determining that. Although that could be a poll question, Joelle, on the live show, just to take a sampling of, we should start assembling questions we want to ask people, because I know that'll just be a sampling of people and maybe a skewed sample because they're people that are particularly interested in being a part of the show. But anyway, we could ask, because I'm always curious if people are doing it like they're doing it, like as we're going.
I really like that you guys at your job stick together kind of and watch, you know, television together. That's really...
It's cute.
It is cute. Yeah. It's like, it's... that's a tight knit group. You guys probably do great animation together too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, that's a great way to keep the morale up, especially during these times.
Good,
you know?
Bonding. When I was a kid, in my room, I had a little portable TV that was the black and white screen about that big. I don't know if you remember these kind. They were like, I don't know. I'm holding up my hands. Maybe it was 4-5 inches by 5 inches square.
Did it have like the radio dial on it?
Yes,
and everything?
And then it had a long back to it. And it was like, you know, it was like the size of a VCR almost. But
the screen was tiny.
The screen was like 5 inches by 5 inches. And that's all I was allowed to have in my bedroom at this age. And I would go to WPIX on the East Coast. Donald knows it. And they had Cheers on every night. And when I was falling asleep, I would watch Cheers on my tiny little screen. So that show has a very special place in my heart because it was the show that I could get. I mean, first of all, it's a great classic, but it was the show I could get at like 11 on WPIX. On
when you stayed up late, when you stayed up till midnight, what came on though? Do you remember?
On WPX? I don't know. I think I was a good kid and didn't stay up past midnight.
The Honeymooners.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't think I ever made it to The Honeymooners.
That's when you knew. Starring Ralph Kramden. The Honeymooners.
Did. You're right. I probably did occasionally watch The Honeymooners. All right, sir. Welcome to the program. Jack, do you have a question for us?
I do have a question, and I apologize if I get a little rambly. My stories tend to go all over the place.
Look who you're talking to.
I know.
I'm a fan of it. I don't mind it. I hope everybody's okay with it. But so as an animator, as someone who makes art, I often look back at the stuff I made years ago. And I will, for example, there was in high school, I made this sequential, like a comic book, essentially a graphic novel. And there's this one panel where every time I look at it, there's like a pan, like a cooking pan in the shot. And every time I look at it, I'll be taken back to sitting on my basement floor, drawing it, watching some movie on Comedy Central, like way too late at night, just drawing. And I'm transported to that moment. And I'm curious if you guys, since you're watching all this footage that's decades old, decades old at this point, if you see something and you just are snapped right back to like where you were in your life while filming that. I know you guys, and I wrote this in my email, but you briefly talked about this with Johnny C in one of the early episodes about filming right after 9/11. And it was interesting to hear. So I was curious if anything like that has come up again, where it just really, really brought you back to some moment in your life.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think, you know, it was 9 years, and over the course of a decade, we all have highs and lows. You know, you fall into relationships, you fall out of relationships. Donald went through a divorce. People in your life get sick, some get better, some die. I mean, so much happens over the course of this time. And I definitely think there are episodes we see that I remember, I can even see in my face, like, oh, I was in a good place then. Or, oof, I look puffy. It looks like I was drinking too much or I was depressed. Or, I remember that episode I was going through a breakup. And so, yeah, at certain times they trigger memories for me. How about you, Donald?
Definitely. It's all kind of blurry, though. I'm not transported back to that moment ever. I'm always questioning, what was I doing at that time? What was going on at that time? Because I do, like you said, Zach, I feel like I look a little chubby here, or I look a little, what was I doing? What was going on? And then, you know, sometimes I'll look at the date and then I have to, you know, go through the mental Rolodex. What was I doing that year? What was I doing? Oh, that was the year I was getting divorced, you know? That was the year I had that breakup, or, you know, this was the year I met Casey. I'm actually really excited to get to that moment in time where I meet Casey and how I am and how I felt at that moment. That's I'm really excited for that. You know, I simp so much on this damn show, dude. I simp so much. I don't even know what simp means.
What is
it's
simp
been around
mean?
Forever, but I do it so much. It's pretty much like I freaking worship my wife. Is that what it means? I worship my wife, or I worship the woman in my life, or
this, it's like, or this, standing for women.
Yeah,
standing
isn't that,
women.
Isn't that the ideal situation, that you simp for your wife?
Yes.
The idea is that there's a bit of an obsessive quality to it.
Well, he, like the Marshall Mathers thing. That he does that.
standing for women.
Yeah, You stand for your wife.
Yeah, I totally, so much.
Do you think that she's ever freaked out by how much you're obsessed with her?
No, she's like, I got that motherfucker good.
She does, right? She knows she's got you good.
Yeah, she knows what's up. She knows what's up.
That's so great, though. I'm happy that you simp her.
Yeah, so well.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, you said it right.
For her. Sure.
Simp.
Yeah.
Simp.
S-I-M-P.
No H, just S-I-M-P. Simp.
Simp. Oh, simp, Donald. There's no P-H.
But there is when you say I simp. I well, no, I, isn't it? Well. There's an, in the Far Side, I simp. Damn, I wish I would. I simp, I guess she says. He says, damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. Because then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do was in the bed with you.
Hell yes.
She keeps on passing me by. That was my jam. She keeps on passing me by. Passing me by. You know nothing of this, do you, Zach?
No, I don't. What is it?
You don't know Passing Me By? That's a classic.
It's Far Side. Okay, so there was this rap group called Far Side from the West Coast, California. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I got to educate you on this. And they had this amazing song, probably one of the biggest songs of the year. The album was them on a roller coaster coming out of a vagina, dude. The shit was freaking flavor, dude. Like,
it's called Far Side?
That's the name of the group, the Far Side. Okay. And their biggest hit was the song Passing Me By, right? And the hook was, she keeps on passing me by, right? But
I'm
each
confident
one of them,
you've heard it.
Each one of them kind of sing during their rap verse. And one of the verses is like, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. And let me tell you about these feelings I have for you. And I try to make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. Because then I would let you. And then it goes into that. It was one of the dopest records ever in the history of hip hop, period, man. Like, I could go on and on, but we won't.
It's a great song.
Let's get back to Jack.
By the way, I gotta tell you something embarrassing that happened. So you know how I'm obsessed with the song I told you, the Bad Bunny with Rosalia song, La Noche de Anoche?
Mm-hmm.
Love the song, right? So good. Well, my housekeeper was over, and the song's in Spanish. And I wanted to sort of show off for Rosa that I liked a Spanish song.
She did not like the song.
Donald's doing her voice because Rosa, she's my housekeeper. She comes over once a week, and she's been with me for 20 years. And she's awesome, and Donald knows her, and she's a character. She has a very high voice. And so, but I was like, I'm so into a Spanish song that I don't know what the lyrics are, but I'm going to crank it for Rosa so she thinks I'm cool because I like a Spanish song, right? So I'm cranking it in the kitchen. I'm kind of dancing around, dancing with the dog. And Rosa's kind of looking over at me, and I'm like, whatever. And then I get around to Googling the lyrics, you guys.
What are they talking about?
The lyrics are crazy. It's like,
what are they saying?
It gets dirty. Just wait.
I don't know. I think he's coming on to me.
Wait, it's about fucking, obviously, but there's one part. I was just so embarrassed. I just thought it was a love song.
Because she thinks you want that now.
Listen,
she's like, I'm sure of it.
This is the lyric. You got so wet that I got baptized.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got baptized by her vagina juice.
Oh, my God.
But.
Oh, no.
Dude, I was already there. You didn't have to take me. You didn't have to take me further. Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jack, you remember when Zach talked, when you were asking the question about moments that take you to those?
Oh, yeah.
Zach just took me to a moment that didn't never existed. But Bad Bunny and Zach described it so well that I was able to get there. He got baptized. I think Joel was there too. Joel was like, know. Joel felt the, Joel felt the,
I don't want to go there. Oh, I don't want to. Begging you to steer this ship in a
I'm done.
The point is, I gotta come clean to Rosa and say I'm sorry. I didn't know that there these lyrics were about being baptized.
No, Zach.
Really? I shouldn't bring it up.
Maybe
she didn't hear that lyric. I don't know. I just felt like say, embarrassed.
I would say, listen, if that song offended you in any way, I apologize. I didn't know what the lyrics were.
But let me tell you another funny Rosa story that maybe means she wasn't offended. You'll love this, Joelle. Listen. So every year Rosa gives me, we exchange gifts. Down, you know the story.
Yes, I do.
And I give her something, and she gives me something, just like everybody exchanges gifts, whatever. And sometimes she gives me something that I don't necessarily love, but I always display it because she's going to be there once a week and I don't want to hurt her feelings. So if it's a candle, if it's a vase, it might not be what I would have chosen for the center of the table, but I love her and I don't want to hurt her feelings. So I make sure that the item is displayed. So cut to one.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
I don't want to hurt her feelings. I love her. So cut to 1 year. I'm unwrapping my present. Have you ever seen these things they sell like on the Tijuana border or like on eBay, and it's signs that are made of old license plates letters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Rosa has bought me one of those, and it's giant. And the message is, good weed, bad bitches.
Yes.
What?
Yes. A motto for life.
Wow.
Anyway, so above my sink, a kitchen sink, is a giant sign made of license plates that says "Bad bitch is good weed" because I don't want to hurt Rose's feelings.
That is amazing.
Hell yeah!
What did you do? What did you get her?
I usually get her a little something, and then some money. It's like a bonus, like you do.
You get her a nice gift though.
I get her a little nice gesture and then cash, because everybody wants cash, right?
True that.
All right, sorry, Jack, we totally forgot about you. You're sitting in the Cheers bar.
I'm just listening.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, enough about Jack, don't play that song for any senior
speakers. I do have a similar story. I used to work in a frame shop where I was the only person, and I would get maybe like two people on a good day. And so I was in the back and I was just blasting music. And I think the song that came on was My Neck, My Back. And I heard the door like open up and I ran to the front and there was just this old woman standing there horrified.
Yes. Oh, no.
I don't even have like the benefit of it being in a different language. That was just me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, listen.
Did she buy a frame?
She did. She was very polite. Acted like nothing happened.
Nice.
Did not scare her away.
All right, Jack, time for your next question. Go.
Sure. This is not directly Scrubs related, but when I went back to school for animation, I think that's when I found out, Donald, that you also did animation.
Yeah.
And I honestly, like you've mentioned it here and there on the podcast, I would just like to listen to you geek out about it, because watching the stuff you post is so nice and I love it. And I'm curious how you got into it, because you are a successful man and stop motion is not your main career in any way. So I'm curious how you have the energy or time to even do something like stop motion. It's so, so meticulous.
I'm so happy you asked me this question.
I am too, because it's something a lot of people don't know about you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I do stop motion now because I love it, obviously, and it's an art form, and it's a way for me to express things that I want to do, things that I, how I feel. You know, if you look at it, there's always some type of meaning to the stuff I do, even if it looks like it's just somebody walking across screen, right? That's what animation is. It's you expressing yourself through your movement, through movement in some way, right? When I was a kid, there were a bunch of after-school programs at this private school that my mom put me in, and she couldn't afford it. But one of the after-school programs was this, class with Super 8 cameras, right? And when I got there, this woman would try to teach all of these little kids who were really young how to do stop motion. And she was having a hard time. So she brought this kid in who was maybe like 14, and he did it. And he did it with Star Wars action figures. And I was like, and so we'd have to wait till the next week. And so we were all goofing around and everything. And she played what he did on a screen, and he made the Star Wars action figures move around. And I was like, oh, shit, that's how they did it. That's how they did it in The Empire Strikes Back. That's how they And I had taken, I had already been there for 5 weeks. It was once every week. I'd already been there for 5 weeks, and I had wasted all of this time. And so now I was like, I got to catch up. And so when I started acting and making money, I would buy things like Super 8 cameras to try and practice animation in my apartment growing up. And without books and without lessons, it's really hard to understand the formula. It's like, you know, and then once you do understand the formula, it's hard to put it into motion, you know.
Well, and also to graduate to the level where you have, because I've, you know, as your friend, I've watched his skills go from, you know, simple Lego stuff to the stuff you're posting now on Instagram is really, I mean, it looks professional.
I still have a long way to go. There are,
but dude, you can't see it because you've been living it, but you've definitely gotten really much better at it.
Right. Anyway, so I leave the school. I'm no longer there. I'm practicing at home. I grow up a little bit more, and stop motion animation is way too much time, but I'm still a collector, right? So I'm collecting all of these things in my mind saying, one day I'm going to animate all of these toys. Yeah. I meet Seth Green while doing Clueless. Breckenmeyer introduces me to Seth Green, and the three of us became really good friends. And in throughout time, Seth created this thing called Sweet J, which didn't turn into Robot Chicken, but I did some of the voices on the original original series, and for Sony. It was like a digital series for Sony. And I said to him one day, you know, I used to do this as a kid. I've always wanted to do this, you know, pretty much saying, how do I get into it? And he was like, well, I'll bring you by the studio and you can meet some people. So I went by the studio and he introduced me to some people. And I was like, well, I'd really like to hang out here a bit. He was like, why don't you intern? I was like, I can do that. And he was like, yeah, why don't you intern? I was like, all right, bet. He was like, I'll pick a department for you to go into and they'll let you work there. And I was like, all right. And he picked puppets. And it was like, you know, how to build stop motion animation puppets, which was great for an animator because now you're learning the bones of the thing. And then he was like, you know, go meet some of the animators. And I was like, all right, fine. And I convinced some of these guys to come back to my house. I had just broken up with a girl, so I didn't need to impress anybody with how my house looked. I put a freaking big table in my living room.
There were times, dude, where like Donald's whole dining room would be one set. His whole living room would be a different set. And they were like epic sets, right, Donald?
I got crazy with it at one point. And then I met my wife and my wife was like, yeah, this is cool. And then we had kids. And then she was like, this shit gotta go.
Donald had the ultimate bachelor pad. There were like arcade games. There were poker tables. There was like a movie theater. It was like the dream bachelor house. And then Casey moved in and she's like, all right. Did the movers pull away? All right. Get this shit out of here.
Out of here now. Yeah, now. But recently, so what's happened recently is my son has gone away to college to do art. He's heavily into it. I like to think some of the stuff that I did when he was younger influenced him, but he's always had a thing for drawing, and now he's away at school. And his room is empty. So my wife was like, if you want to, you can set up an animation room. And she let me do that. And so that's inspired me to get in there.
That's great.
I'm not going to waste the time now because it could be something else. I got to put something up or she's going to be like, you know, what is this even for? So I might as well, you know.
It's great. And the patience you take with it, man. I can't imagine how meticulous and slow you have to do to move everything and keep track of it all. And then you've started incorporating camera moves, which is just next level shit.
Everybody's always like, you should do a tutorial. And it's like, I don't want to freaking. Yeah.
You should do a tutorial. People would love that. Think about like, if you were able to like do a simple thing that someone could do with their kid, you know, or, you know, if you were to do such a simple
example. It's hard to do it with kids. It's really hard. Kids have to show.
All right. Well then forget that.
They
kids.
Have to
there's
show.
So you could teach someone who's an aspiring. I'm sure there's plenty of people listening going, oh, that would be a cool hobby. How the hell do I begin? You could probably watch some videos on YouTube, right?
There's a bunch of them. That's how I did it.
Yeah. There you go. YouTube.
And then, but now I've sought out like people. So like there's a bunch of people out there that I've, you know, made friends with. Like this one guy, Musay Booker, he's an animator. He's an African-American animator also. And he's the guy that taught me most of the stuff I know, which is really cool. There's a couple of people at Leica that have helped me out. This dude, Brad Shift. You know, like there's a bunch of people that have seen my stuff and have just given me a little bit of tips, a few tips here and a few tips there, you know, and I'm very grateful for it because this is, it's not just a hobby. It's a passion of mine. And I do one day hope to turn this into, you know, I feel like I have a lot to say in this world, and this is a great way for me to say some of the things I want to say through stop motion animation.
And maybe the Lucas Company can steal more of your ideas, like Black Stormtrooper.
I didn't say it. You did.
You don't have to comment. You don't have to comment. You just lean back in your chair and look at those sundresses.
They are lovely, aren't they?
All right, Jack, it's time for Delaware's favorite segment.
It's time to fix your life.
It kind of goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about. I, as an animator, I am at this desk for 10 hours a day forever. And I'm curious, like, I also want to do stuff for my own. Like, I'm working on other people's shows, obviously, but I have hopes of running my own shows or even making shorts or any sort of creative project. And I'm curious, especially now when there's no real separation of work and home, at least for the people working from home currently, like how do you find energy to just be like, well, I just did this for 10 hours. I'm going to exist in this same space and keep doing it, but for me. And you all, like Daniel and Joel both included, you all have a lot of creative endeavors. And I'm curious what advice you have for just how do you keep going and doing more stuff for yourself when it's just more of the same actual work that you're doing, if that makes sense.
Do you have kids?
I do not have kids.
Are you married?
Mm-mm. I'm just me.
Donald Sullivan.
A lot of my hustle showed up. I was doing it for fun before I got married and had kids. And when I got married and had kids, I wanted my kids to have fun also. And it couldn't just be about me anymore. And so I had to start figuring out new things. And it took a really long time for me to figure out how to put the time, Zach, one of Zach's greatest examples to me of how to make a movie was, it's like a puzzle. He said to me, it's like a puzzle, Donald, and you got to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And when you figure out the puzzle, you've made your movie. And that's what it's like now in life. It's like you got to figure it out. It's a puzzle that, you know, I get it. You're in that same space, but if you really want to create your own things, the sacrifices have to happen, and you have to figure out a way to, you know, even if it's taking a break for a little bit from it all and then charging up, you have to figure out a way to motivate yourself. Like, I aspire to be a better version of myself because I know everybody else is out there doing it, and they're not going to do it for me. Nobody's going to call me up and be like, Donald, this is, your dreams are right here. I'm going to hand them to you. I have to go out and get it. And so you have to sacrifice. You have, I know you're saying you hate being in that space for so long, but.
Well, my advice is that's something you could, first of all, Donald's right. You don't have kids. You don't have a wife, which, you know, gives you the ability to spend more time on your pursuits, you know, and what you want to do. And by the way, you can change. My first thought while Donald was answering, I was thinking you can change up the variables. So even if you have to go to a friend's house, even if you have to go to, obviously when the world opens back up, a coffee shop, whatever, so that you change up your venue. So you're not turning into like Nicholson and The Shining and just feeling stir crazy. And then also make sure the art that you're animating is quite different. So from whatever you're doing at your job, it feels new. It feels like if I go work on someone else's project as an actor, I would feel really bored going and then doing that same thing as a similar project. So I go write something that's totally different. You know, I'll write something that's in a totally different genre, totally different spirit. Sometimes when I'm writing, I write at this desk I'm at right now, but sometimes I go, oh my God, I got cabin fever, and I'll just take my laptop and go write somewhere else. Try to find ways to shake up what you're doing so it feels different. But, you know, last thing I just want to say is, like, it's now or never, because you will probably get married and have kids and then become way busier. Now is the time for you to be, like,
making
sure you're going for your dreams, not just being someone who's executing someone else's dreams.
Wait, Joelle, did you want to say something?
I can do it in 2 seconds. The Toni Morrison method. Toni Morrison was raising children as a single mother while also editing some of the greatest books of the 20th century and then wound up writing better books. It's crazy. She would wake up at 4 a.m, work for 2 hours, then get her kids ready for school, then go do her job, then come home, then feed her kids, then put them to bed, and then do 2 more hours of work, which is exhausting. But it's just essentially what these guys are saying, which is just small chunks of time. Like, you just find, you have to find pockets of time for yourself to make your projects or nothing. Yeah. I work 60 hours a week producing other shows, and then I have to come in and do my own stuff. Daniel, similarly, does 60 hours of his work for iHeart, but then is also like doing his like live streaming and stuff. So it's just about carving out time and then making sure, like, nope, that's my dedicated time. If I want this to eventually be done, I have to stick to that like very intense dedicated time.
Right.
I mean, all your job comes first because that's what's going to feed you and it's going to put all, you know.
Yes, that part.
And it's going, you know, but you have to put forth the effort, even if you don't. We talk about the whiteboard. Put it up on a whiteboard so it reminds you, shit, I got to do 2 more hours of this.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it was just a little bit of time and you got it done. And you're all of a sudden, you're not plotting, you know, 10 years later, like, damn, I wish I would have, I had it, I had all of this, I could have done it when I was younger, and now I got, you know, it's what it is, man. You probably know this already. It's just, you got to get out and do it. You just, it's what it is.
All right, Jack, we got to go, but sure. It's been very nice meeting you, and Joelle, do we have any kombucha to give the man?
You want to give Jack some kombucha?
I like
give
Jack
some kombucha.
I think we send Jack a pallet of GT's kombucha. Thank you, GT's.
Love it.
And you can share it with your coworkers while you're watching famous sitcoms after work.
Out there in Georgia, but in speed.
Well, you'll share it with whoever you're in Delaware.
Thank you, Jack.
All right,
send me
bye,
your
Jack.
Address.
We'll get you some GT's kombucha.
All right, thank you. See you, all of you guys. Bye, it was great. Great hanging out. Thank you for the pep talk.
Good luck, Jack.
All right. See you.
Take care, Jack.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Hey, listeners. It's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store,
Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You were wrong. I found his son. That's me.
Yeah, the song we wrote together that we wrote on the back of the scooter.
Yes. And you rehearsed it a few times too.
Yeah. And then when Mr. Perry falls, he does the JD fall noise.
Did you see the pratfall I had in this where I tripped?
Yes.
Over the
that was nice.
Matthew Perry gave me that pratfall to do. He taught me it and was like, now run with it, my son.
Really?
Yes.
Why did Matthew Perry need to teach you how to do a pratfall? You know how to do a pratfall.
Not like that. That was very involved.
Oh, well, you did a great job. It was funny. How about when Elliot says to Franklin, if you analyze this urine sample, then maybe I'll have sex with you, but probably not. Doesn't work on Franklin. He doesn't give a fuck. Hmm. Now, until Elliot rubs her nipples.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Elliot.
Oh, my God.
That was quite sexual for network TV.
That was very sexual. I was thinking, I was like, damn. Sarah was game for a lot of freaking things.
Sarah was game to be naughty, and she really, really gave her nipple quite a rub, and that worked. It worked and got.
Not only did it work for Matthew Perry, but I think it worked for a lot of people watching at the time, and it kind of worked for me just now. When I was watching it too, I was like, wow, Sarah. Go on with your sexy self.
Yeah, and then I'm in the cafeteria, and I rub my nipple to get another piece of cake. There's a lot of nipple rubbing going on in this episode.
One for the road.
And then he drops off the cake after I rub my nipple, and I go, have a good weekend. What was his name? Gerald or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Glenn. One for the road, Glenn. Yeah, rubbing your nipple in this hospital is magical. Makes shit happen.
This was a really good one. I love this moment so much. I want to have sex with it.
Yeah.
And then the callback. I love this moment so much that I'd cheat on that other moment with this one, get married to it, and raise tiny little moments.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was good, dude.
Yeah.
That was a good one, dude.
That's funny. And then JD goes to seek out Murray at the airfield, and there's like a North by Northwest homage with the model airplane. And I remember this really being a pain in the ass to shoot because we were so psyched. The whole crew, everyone was excited because we were going to have a real model airplane. This is long before drones, obviously. So seeing a model airplane flying was not something any of us saw regularly. And these guys came out and we were so stoked, and like take one, they flew it right into a tree. And so the fact that this sequence looks so good, a lot of it was just stitched together. I remember eventually the grips rigged the plane so it was on like
a zip line
kind of thing, so it could fly accurately. And because the guys were not accurate with flying this thing, even when they got it out of the tree. And so the grips came up with all interesting ways to make it look real, and it looks pretty decent for what it is. But then it's funny when it crashes and explodes. I go, what an odd sized explosion, because it was like, I think it's meant to be, you know, this giant. It's this tiny plane, but there's this huge explosion.
No, those planes are huge, dude. Those planes are huge in real life.
Well,
this
one was probably like the wingspan was probably like 4 feet.
Really? Have you ever, there's a spot around the where I play golf, and there's a spot across the street where the like the 13th hole is, and you can literally see the model planes, and sometimes they have jets.
Yeah,
and sometimes
jets.
They have Red Baron, like the Red Baron, like you were fighting and stuff. And these things are huge. Like when they put them in their trunk, they gotta fold it, like in the big trucks too, man. Those things are the wingspans are
it's amazing.
Pretty long.
Like you'd think a jet, a model airplane jet could kill somebody.
I would think it could. I believe it could.
What about when you're covered in bees? What was that?
I remember that day because the stunt man got stung.
Well, of course, I would imagine. So what, they just digitally put your face on the stuntman?
Yes, they did.
It looked pretty bad.
Well, hey, man, come on.
No, I don't expect you to get real bees on you, but it didn't look very, it looked a little dated.
I mean.
So were you there? Did you watch him get the bees on
I
him?
Did. I watched the whole thing, and I watched him get stung.
Did he? Did he have any experience with bees?
No, none whatsoever. He was just a stuntman.
What a stuntman. They were like, today's work, you'll be getting covered by bees and you have no training with this. Go.
Yeah. And as a stuntman, you go, okay. This is like you said. So how are you going to hit the wall? I'm just going to hit the wall.
Yeah, there's no trick to it. We're just going to put bees all over you.
Right.
All right. So you're covered in bees. Then there's a really weird moment when Matt Perry says some random story about how he, now that he knows that his father's not his birth father, it wasn't weird that he was hooking up with his cousin. And I'm like, been there with my Graham, which I really don't understand. Did I have a non-biological grandmother that I accidentally hooked up with?
Do you think you ad-libbed that, or you think that was written in the script?
Been there with my Graham? I don't know. Yeah. But it's bizarre.
That's weird.
You yell at Carlo. Is it Carlo? You go, woman, I was covered in bees.
Yeah, that's Carlo I yell at. It has some funny moments, man.
I know, but it's not a great, it's not the best one. But
it's not the best one.
It's got a unicorn. It's got the unicorn journal. And it
has, you know, Dr. Cox comes through at the end, as always, man, for
and
you.
We learned that JD was stuck in a well as a child, and they had to shave his shoulders smaller so that he could squeeze out of the well. That's the most important fact of JD's life that we learned.
Well, and I had no idea that Murray was an old person's name. I played a character, Murray, in Clueless. I wish I would have known the joke. I wish I would have got the joke.
Murray. Well, you wouldn't see a young Murray these days. It does feel like an old man's
name. It does feel like.
Yeah.
If you're a Murray and you're a young Murray, where are you?
Yeah. Raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
All right, that's our show. That's our show, everybody. Couple of things. Remember to buy a ticket to the live show. onlocationlive.com/fakedoctors. Is that it, Joelle?
Yes.
And if you want to date Joelle, if you feel that you're a good candidate, please write an email to datejoellemonique@gmail.com. Write a paragraph that is seductive in a non-sexual way, be appropriate, and include your Instagram handle. If you don't have Instagram, a few pictures so we can get a flavor of your essence. And then we're going to pick two people, and they are going to be on the live show and do a dating game-like experience with our goddess, Joelle Monique.
Should we talk about the slow motion run on the outro?
We can do. Go ahead.
That didn't stick.
What do you mean?
The slow motion run didn't stick. I'm noticing that there were a lot of games that we played that didn't make it to another episode. And then there's games like Toe Finger. And
did that have more? Or Hide the Saltine?
Hide the Saltine had quite a few that stuck around.
All right. Well, yeah, running in slow motion a la Baywatch did not stick.
Did not stick.
But it's funny how we did it. They did it in real slow motion, and then when they cut back, we're doing it in fake slow motion.
And then me running behind you while you're walking away and thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so live show. Catch us on Drew Barrymore. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure it's on the YouTubes. And what else, Joelle? What else am I forgetting to tell everybody?
Buy tickets to the live show.
Joelle.
That's it. That's pretty much, that's everything.
Yeah, we're getting really excited for the live show. And it's going to be spectacular. Right, Don?
I want to say one thing. And we are really close to this being closer to being over. So I want to say to everybody out there, I know you have fatigue. And I know that it seems like it's very safe, and it's probably and it probably is. But let's stick to the guidelines of your state, and use better judgment out there, people, because it would suck to have another year. It's been a year pretty much since COVID's been around. It would suck to have another year like 2020. So please, man, I know it feels like it's over. But now's the time to really do your best to stay COVID safe.
All right. I got you. On that note, we'll see you next time, everybody. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories. Next ball should know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.